It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome to the First Cup Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining me today as we get up, get things done, get ready, and make things happen today. Remember, you can go to guidinglights.org for more good news, more positivity, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Today, I want to open the show with a quote by Erwin L. McDonald. In getting ready to face the public with the beginning of a new day, be sure to consider your attitude. Your attitude will have a greater influence on you and the people you meet than the clothes you wear or the way you comb your hair or fix your face. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Did you know that on this day, March 19th, 1994, the world's largest omelet was cooked up in Japan? Also, March 19th is International Read to Me Day and Chocolate Caramel Day. It's time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the gray wolf. Did you know each wolf has its own howl? So other wolves and scientists studying wolf packs can use their sound to recognize individuals.
Did you know gray wolves use a wide range of sounds to communicate, from soft growls and snarls to howls that travel great distances?
And now the good news of the day. Today's good news comes out of Michigan, and I'm reading this article off of the CBN website. Now in their 90s, high school sweethearts in Michigan reunite after 73 years. After going their separate ways, two Muskegon, Michigan high school sweethearts have reconnected after more than seven decades apart, thanks to the power of social media. Bill Hasinger, 90, and 92-year-old Joanne Blaken have picked up their friendship again after 73 years. Both Hasinger and Blaken grew up in Muskegon and met on the school bus in the 1940s. Hasinger told the news outlet that dating an older woman had its advantages. Blaken was graduated 2 years before he did. I wasn't old enough to have a driver's license, so I didn't have a car. That's what attracted me to her. She had a car, he told WOOD. That, and I was a majorette in high school. I think he was attracted to that, Blaken said, laughing. He took me to my senior prom, then I went off to Michigan State, and he was still back in high school. So we kind of each went our separate ways from then on, she explained. Following high school, Hasinger got married, and 3 months later, he was drafted to serve in the Korean War, according to WOOD. After serving in the U.S. Army, he joined the Michigan State Police and retired with the rank of lieutenant colonel. He and his wife had three children. Two of them have since passed. Blaken was also married and had three children, the outlet reported. She spent most of her career working in the medical field. Her children also have careers in the same field. The former high school sweethearts never encountered each other until the fall of 2022. My daughter Linda was helping me do some research on the computer, looking for my former classmates that I've lost track of, and I came across Bill's name there. And I researched a little bit further and saw that his wife had passed away the year before, Blaken recalled. She also found out Hasinger was living in a town just north of Muskegon. I dropped him a note and said it would be fun to reminisce, she told the outlet. I forgot who she was, Hasinger said. No, that's not true. I was surprised, and I hadn't thought of her or been around her, you know, all this time since high school. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I'll get together. So I called her and told her I'd be down. After he recovered from a bout with COVID, he and Blaken were able to have lunch together. Neither of us looks the same after several years. I wouldn't have picked her out of a crowd, and probably the same her for me. But once we got over that little bit of a shock, the personalities and the way we feel about each other just came right back, he said. We just really went back to where we were in high school, as far as the feelings go, Blaken said. The couple now spend every weekend together. We play a lot of cards, cribbage, gin, and we work puzzles. We walk every other day, and she does her exercises, and we go out to dinner maybe once a week. And the rest of the time, just enjoy each other's company, Hasinger said. Blaken told the outlet, "We want to be together. We just don't know when." The couple plans to make up for their time apart with the time they have left. Blaken said this, "We realize at our age, we don't know how much time we have ahead of us. I mean, it could be a few years yet, maybe tomorrow. How do any of us know? But in the meantime, we're having a good time." And that is a great heartfelt story coming out of Michigan. Two souls drifting apart in the sea of life, finally coming back together again. Well, that's the good news of the day today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoy the good news. Remember, not all news is bad news. There's lots of good news happening all around us each and every day. Let's celebrate it and let's make some good news of our own. And if you have good news you want to share with me, email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. There's still 287 days left in 2024. Make each and every one of those count. Now, before we part ways for the day, I'm going to leave you with a very bad dad joke. I told my doctor I heard buzzing, but he said it's just a bug going around. Well, that's going to do it for today. Have a great day out there, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.